It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood, theater critic of the New York Times. Amy Herzog has become one of the most acclaimed and prolific playwrights of her generation. Two of her plays are being presented off Broadway this season. First up at Playwrights Horizons is The Great God Pan, in which a young man's placid life is upended when a friend from his childhood reveals a disturbing secret. Charles, what's the secret? Can we reveal it here? Or will we just, is it too much of a spoiler?
I think we probably have to, or else we'd have a very short conversation.
Okay.
Basically, in the first scene, Jamie, played by Jeremy Strong, receives a visit from a childhood friend he hasn't seen in 25 years. And this friend reveals that he's bringing charges against his own father for sexual abuse. And he then goes on to tell Jamie that his father essentially confessed and said that he also molested Jamie. And Jamie has no recollection of this.
So how does this affect this placid young man?
Well, I mean, you can imagine how disturbing it would be to suddenly be confronted with this. And as he says, he has no recollection of it. And so he immediately, you know, says, well, I'm sorry for you, but I don't think that happened to me. Surely I would remember it. But as he begins investigating it, he begins to realize that, you know, it's possible that some of the, you know, problems he's had in his life may be derived from this. And it's obviously very unsettling.
The subject itself is incredibly difficult and complex and disturbing. How does the play manage to balance the conversation on this topic with the message that Amy Herzog has written into it?
Well, what's great about the play is that it isn't really a message play in any way. It's talking about the psychological ramifications of the issue, certainly. But it's very delicately written. There's no polemicism. There's no preaching. We don't even see the character of the child molester. So I think she's done a very nice job of making it much more about how people deal with problems like this in their lives than any sort of finger wagging.
Carolyn Cantor is the director. Does the play get what it should from this production?
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing cast. In addition to Jeremy Strong, who gives, I think, a very fine performance, you have Becky Ann Baker and Peter Friedman playing his parents, Jamie's parents, that is. And they're both veteran off-Broadway actors who can make a strong impression in a single scene. So throughout, I think it's a beautifully acted play, and that's really integral to its effect because it's very subtle.
One of the trickiest parts about this idea being presented in a play then would be resolution. How do you resolve this in a play? Does Jamie get any resolution by the time that The Great God Pan is over?
Well, I think what's nice about the play is that it actually just keeps adding more levels of mystery, more questions. It doesn't really get to any sort of definitive resolution.
Then do you leave unsatisfied?
No, you don't. Well, I think some people might because it has a very oblique ending. But for me, that kind of ending sort of resonates much more strongly than one that would firmly come down one way or the other. You know, yes, I've discovered I was molested. Ah, it's all coming back to me now. I think that would be far too obvious. This is much more open-ended and I think powerful for it.
Amy Herzog's play, The Great God Pan, is running now at Playwrights Horizons in New York in a production directed by Carolyn Cantor. And we go around Broadway each week at this time on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.